current events.
Cutting edge.
Faith.
It's awesome.
Encouragement on the go.
It's the SOS Radio Podcast.
It's Red Kettle season on SOS Radio. As we're shopping, we're hearing the bells ringing with the Salvation Army volunteers on SOS Radio. And Leslie Rogers, you've worked with the Salvation Army for decades. And when we slip a few bucks in the Red Kettles, how does your team stretch that into tangible help for struggling families in our community?
Yeah, those Red Kettles, they are iconic. They are huge, and they do provide sort of seed money for all of our programming throughout the year. It's the biggest fundraiser that we do. It started back in the late 1800s, 1890s, maybe 1891. It was in San Francisco, and there were just hungry people, so they put out a huge kettle pot to get money to help feed the poor. And it turned into ultimately what is now our Red Kettle season that starts generally the week of Thanksgiving. Here, because we're a bigger area, we have more space to cover, and you'd think we'd have plenty of volunteers, hint, hint, but we don't. We can always use more, but we have to hire some of our bell ringers.
Okay.
And for every bell ringer that we hire, for every hour they work, that's 10 meals we could feed someone.
Wow.
So if you think about that, the other thing is a kettle has to make about $130 minimum to cover the pay and then the taxes and everything that goes with hiring someone in order to break even. So if a kettle only makes $100, we've lost money that day if we're paying the bell ringer. So it's a huge thing, but it's, you know, we're hoping for a couple $100,000 maybe over the season, some of which is expense if we're paying people, but the more volunteers we get, the better. And so anyone out there who would like to ring a kettlebell, they can call our volunteer coordinator, Keisha, 725-777-1368. If you want to volunteer to ring a kettlebell, we would love it. So anytime between now and Christmas Eve, except Sundays. And you know, Scott, we've had a conversation about how the Salvation Army is available in basically everywhere you are available. And so now what's so cool is people can go to your web page and find every one of the Salvation Army links in their location. So they can ring kettlebells wherever they are, not just here in the Las Vegas Valley, but in Missoula, or in Pocatello, Idaho, or in Salt Lake City, or in Apple Valley, California. I mean, it's terrific. And even Key West. We have kettles, of course, in Key West, and we have Salvation Army, and you, of course, are huge in Key West. So it's great to know that across the country, wherever you are, we are.
Red Kettles have become synonymous with the Christmas season, and I'm Scott on SOS Radio. We're talking with my friend Leslie Rogers from Salvation Army. Sometimes we see students playing from the marching band, doing instruments outside with a kettle in front of them near a grocery store. We see church groups singing Christmas carols, and sometimes it's just someone standing there ringing that bell, wishing us a Merry Christmas. We're doing some shopping, ringing that bell, but you need a lot of volunteers between now and Christmas, Leslie.
We do. We need them every day to cover those kettles as much as possible. We have some very old hands at our kettles. We have some amazing career professional bell ringers is all I can think of to call them. We have some that have come back year after year, and they raise amazing money for us because the store they're at knows them and the people come expecting them. In fact, James last year had health issues and couldn't ring a bell, and people at the store were looking for him. He started ringing bells in the late first decade of this millennia. And when I was leading the kettle season in 2011, he came to me and said, okay, so my kettle is at this location. Last year they missed him. They kept saying, where's that old man? So he's back where he belongs and is just kicking it this year. He's number one or two every single day that he works. There's a competition there. They get a little bonus if they're the number one bell ringer. And organizations, I think, get a little something if their group brings in the most money. So it's really fun. There's a huge competition between Rotary and Kiwanis that goes on during kettle season, which is really fun. Uh-huh. And other service clubs have stepped up and done the same. So it's just, it's a really fun time. And of course, it's something everybody recognizes. And when you ask people, what do you know about the Salvation Army? They say two things, bells and kettles. We are, of course, much, much bigger than bells and kettles, but it plays really well into this season when we try to garner so much income from this 4 or 5 weeks of the year.
We have bell ringers sporting their flip-flops in Key West and in their parkas in Salt Lake City. And we're talking to Leslie Rogers from Salvation Army of Southern Nevada today on SOS Radio. Leslie, we're representing our SOS community for sure all over the Christmas season. And Leslie, you and your team of bell ringers need a whole lot more volunteers. And if you're interested, we actually have a complete list of where to go, regardless of where you live and where you can plug in, right on my blog page over at SOSradio.net.
Absolutely. And so many other things are going on. Of course, we are, just like you are, helping kids that need help. I love what you're doing with Hope for Prisoners. John's one of my favorite people in the whole wide world. So yay for that. It warms my heart. But we are also, of course, having our Christmas Angel program, as we have done for years and years. And currently we have 40 or 45 companies that are either doing toy drives internally or have angel tags that they've dispersed with their vendors and their employees. And we probably have 2,500 or so angel tags out right now, 10 or 12 toy drives going on. So those will all be picked up next week and the week of the 10th. So actually on the 12th and 13th, which is Wednesday and Thursday, we'll be doing our setup this year. We're going to be at the Silver Nugget at their event center. Setup is Wednesday and Thursday, the 12th and 13th. And then Friday is our Christmas Angel distribution, which we now call Toy and Joy. So mom or dad or guardian or grandma or whomever can go shop for them in our toy shop. We just set it up sort of age appropriate. There's a table full of 8 to 10 year olds because our 11 through 14s, they get gift cards for a store, Walmart or Target, $20 or $25, and movie gift cards so they can take their friends to the movies. So toys for the younger ones up through age 10, and then gift cards for the 11 to 14 year olds. We also give a family at least $25 in food cards from Smith's. And if it's a large, large family, I believe they get more than that so that they can shop for the perishables to go with their Christmas dinner.
You hear the bell as you walk into the store, you know it's Christmas. We're talking to Leslie Rogers from Salvation Army of Southern Nevada on SOS Radio. Only 2 years after Captain McPhee set out the Red Kettles in San Francisco and started ringing that bell back in like 1891, 30 kettles popped up on the West Coast. Today, the famous kettles are all over the world. I mean, roughly how many Red Kettle locations do you think there are all over the world, Leslie?
We're in 130 countries. I know throughout South America and throughout Europe, they're everywhere. And they are synonymous with Christmas.
So a lot of people don't realize the Salvation Army is not just a relief organization, but it's also a church. But it's a both-and sort of thing.
I absolutely say it's a both-and. When General Booth founded the Salvation Army, he was a minister in the Methodist Church, and he just had a heart for the people on the street. And unfortunately, his senior pastor didn't see things the same way he did and said, you can't keep bringing those people into this church. And William Booth sort of looked at him and said, show me in the Bible where it says that God is only for the rich. He just had a heart for those people. So he stayed downtown. They kind of moved uptown and realized the core of this whole thing is he realized that people wouldn't hear what God had for them as a plan for their lives if they were hungry or if they were uncomfortably dirty, or they didn't have a change of clothing, or they didn't have a place to sleep. His watchword at that time was soup, soap, and salvation. Feed their tummies, give them a place to stay and a clean environment, something clean to wear, and then tell them how Jesus has come to save their souls. So it is both and, as you said, it's not one or the other. We are a church that is a social service organization or a social service organization that was founded by a church. The people that you see in uniform are trained ministers. They go through our training college in California, in this territory, and they come out as a lieutenant, but that is their rank as a trained Salvation Army minister. The Salvation Army is the most humble organization on the planet. We're huge. We're everywhere. We're 153 years old. When there's a disaster, the first people on the front lines are the Salvation Army, serving those first responders coffee, water, snacks, anything to keep them going. And what you hear about is the other organization that we partner with who does shelter and medical triage. So you see the Red Cross, but the Salvation Army is always there. We were the first at 9/11 at Ground Zero, handing out stuff, and we were in a tent with ashes falling on us. When there's a fire in the city, the Red Cross does help provide shelter for those people, but very often we show up and just hug those people. Our job is food and emotional and spiritual care, and their job is medical triage and shelter. And in every city we're located, we provide services that are needed there. We coordinate with the other organizations, and we try not to overlap and duplicate services, but find out what's needed that isn't available and make that available.
It's kettle season for the Salvation Army, and we're talking to Leslie Rogers today on SWS Radio. Leslie, I've heard stories of people just dropping pretty expensive things in those red buckets during the Christmas season. Tell me the craziest story you've seen come out of the red kettles.
Well, so far we've gotten one diamond ring, only one. And that happens sometimes. People go to put the money in and a ring falls off. Now, it may be that that ring is donated, but generally speaking, the ring fell off. And so we hide those, we put them in the safe. And when someone calls us and says, oh my God, I lost my diamond ring, we can say, no, we have it for you. So, and that's happened several times. We've only had 4 or 5 nights of kettle counting. I was there Saturday night counting. And we didn't have anything really crazy Saturday night. Now we sometimes get the papers that you get out of a slot machine. Those get folded up and donated. The only problem with that is we then have to go to that casino to cash them in. But that's okay. But we used to get lots of chips. And now, unless they're playing on a table game, they don't do chips anymore. So if they're playing a slot machine, they get that slip of paper. Sometimes we get those. We've got lots of foreign coin, because either foreign people drop it or people traveled and they said, oh, I'm going to get rid of all this stuff in my pocket. But there are places where we can exchange that and not pay a huge fee. So we just gather it all up and go to one place and exchange it all. So those kinds of things happen. But mostly it's jewelry that fell in or whatever. And of course, the bell ringer has to say, I'm so sorry, I have no access to the inside, because they don't. 2 people have keys or 3 people have keys to those kettles. So they can't get it out. We just have to say, you know, please call us in the morning, call the office, here's the number, and they'll have it for you, because if it's in there, it's coming out. We're going to get it. We're going to hide it in the safe and keep it.
You ever wonder how your dollar travels when you give through the Salvation Army through the red kettle season this Christmas? We're talking to Leslie Rogers from Salvation Army in Southern Nevada. In 2 hours of ringing the bell on average, you can raise enough money to provide a full week's worth of groceries for a family of 4, Leslie.
The other thing that a lot of people don't realize, because we are international organization, people think we have very, very deep pockets. Our pockets only go as far as our area of service. Everything we spend has to be raised here. So whether it's grant money or donations from individuals or corporations or our kettle money, or any of the other sources that we have for income, it all has to come from here. And if we fall short, we can't call territorial in California or national in Washington and say, hey, Big Daddy Warbucks, send us money. We don't have that option.
It's amazing, because we get to support the cities that we live in, and we have a link to those locations on swishradio.net on my blog page if you want to volunteer. If you want to ring a bell for an hour or two, you can get your youth group, you can get your team, you can get some of your friends to play instruments, or you can go Christmas caroling. There's a lot of fun you can do with the Salvation Army Red Kettles this season.
We love partners. So we tell youth groups or book clubs or social organizations or civic organizations, whatever, get 8 people to sign up. I'm in 2 different networking groups and they're going to take kettles. So what you do is you find 8 people and you sign up 2 people for 2 hours each. And so nobody's out there alone. They've got a partner. They can spell each other, or they can just talk for 2 hours and keep each other company. And then they get spelled by 2 new people who work for 2 hours. So we cover a kettle. Generally, the hours for the kettle are 10 in the morning till 7 in the evening. So we hit that noontime rush and then that after work rush, which is perfect. And a lot of times what happens with these groups, they tell their friends ahead of time, I'm going to be working a kettle, and I've been challenged by the other people in my group to raise more money than they do. And so I'm going to stuff that kettle with checks. if you want to donate to Salvation Army instead of just walking by my kettle, you can write a check ahead of time for $50 or $100 or $1,000, and I'll stick that in the kettle. And the thing that most people, I think, are finally understanding is that money raised by the Salvation Army is used very prudently. The majority of it, 80 to 85% of every dollar we get goes directly to programs and services.
We've been collecting bikes and gift cards with Hope for Prisoners recently, and Salvation Army's collected toys for their Angel Tree program, and we're talking to Leslie Rogers from the Salvation Army today on SOS Radio. Now, Leslie is still looking for a lot of volunteers to ring the bells this Christmas season with the red kettles, and if you're interested in doing that, you can actually find the info on my blog page over at soswissradio.net. But Leslie, regarding that Angel Tag program that you and your team are doing, what do families need to do to get involved?
They have to sign up ahead of time. They do that at our Family Services office, which is 1581 North Main Street. And we still have room, I think, for a few more families. And we also will do Adopt a Family. And those families come right out of the families that come in to register. Our case managers sort of take a look and see that there might be a family with unusual circumstances or some recent difficulty that put them there, that they're just not used to being in this situation. We also do Adopt a Senior. We have some apartments that are adjacent to our North Las Vegas campus called Silvercrest. I think 59 units, and they're all full with individual seniors who don't have other family or have minimal family, and they just kind of have each other. And I have one company in this town, and I'm going to give them a shout out. It's Enix Heating and Air Conditioning. Not only do they do 300 angel tags and have a big party to celebrate that and bring all the toys together, they adopt all the seniors in that apartment complex and buy gifts for them as well. Another organization that we don't mention a lot, because they, kind of like the Salvation Army, don't really want to be noted for these kinds of things, but I have to give a shout out to Zappos. They do a Thanksgiving celebration, and they have families that we send to them. They give them a full turkey dinner ready to cook. And then there are homeless that we send to them who get a pair of shoes and socks and a hot Thanksgiving meal provided by Three Square. So that was done the week prior to Thanksgiving. So on the 14th and the 16th, those two events happened. People have to have a ticket to get in, and the Salvation Army gives out those tickets. The week prior to Christmas, on the 18th, they'll be doing the same thing for kids and their families with the full dinner and then all the fixins. And they have a whole party for these kids. They get to get a toy. They have a bouncy house. They have a petting zoo. They have face painting. They do this whole thing for the kids and the families that we, again, give tickets to show up and be gifted.
Awesome. Well, we're talking to Leslie Rogers from Salvation Army Southern Nevada. And if you want to plug in, you want to ring a bell, you want to be involved with the Christmas Angels, you can connect with any of the Salvation Army locations all across the country on our blog page over at soswissradio.net. We have direct links to their volunteer teams right there.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through soswissradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.